Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today. Got a bunch of stuff to get to. We got Monday Night Football tonight between Dallas and Houston. We'll get into some best bets in that game. Also got to talk about college football. Another great weekend. We'll look at the top 10. We'll look at national championship odds, getting to some of that stuff. Also on Mondays, love the Bet Now segment, looking at games for next week in the NFL, college football, lines that I would jump on before they move. Got a bunch of games that I like upcoming already in week 12 in the NFL and week 13 in college football. We're going to have Lucy Burge join us later on in the show, and then we're going to wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can either go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And as always, if you miss any part of the show today, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's kick off the show today's Glasses in Session by going to the Glasser guest line, checking in. Henry Ettinger, who joins us, give him a follow on X, TikTok, Instagram, does great gambling content at Hedging_Henry. And Henry, before we get into some football talk, you do a great job of handicapping the NBA and NBA player props. We got 8 games on the card today. Any props that you like on today's slate?
There's always a few, PJ. I think, you know, I'll go to my tried and true first, which is Cards versus the Milwaukee Bucks, excuse me. I like Fred VanVleet to go over his point total here in this game. VanVleet struggled to start the season. He couldn't really find his shot. All of a sudden, he's rediscovered it the last few games. He takes a ton of pull-up threes in particular, which is where the Bucks are very vulnerable as a defense. Damian Lillard back in the backcourt for them tonight as well. So that's a spot I like. In the same game, I like Alperen Şengün over rebounds in that one as well. It's a spot that he's hit in the majority of games this season. He's only missed it 3 times. Every time he didn't play 30 minutes. I would expect him to play 30 minutes tonight against that big Bucks lineup. So it should be a spot that he should have success in. It's a spot he hit last year against the Bucks in the same situation as well. So that's another one I like. And then finally, Trey Lyles over rebounds. He started at center for Domantas Sabonis last game and played 35 minutes. He's averaged over 7.5 rebounds per 36 every year of his career, dating back to 2017. So assuming he sees a similar minute total tonight, should be a fantastic spot and a pace up spot there against the Atlanta Hawks, who play at one of the fastest paces in the NBA.
I like it. All right, so a lot of good props there that Henry is on tonight. Henry, tomorrow we got one of the best early games of the NBA season. Your undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers at 15-0, traveling on the road to take on Boston. Right now, currently at BetMGM, Boston's 3.5-point favorites on the look-ahead line. Any thoughts before that game tips off tomorrow, maybe whether it be the side or any guys that you would look to target maybe in certain prop markets?
Absolutely. Yeah. Number one, I think there's value in the Cavs side. In general, over the last couple of regular seasons, they've matched up quite well with this Celtics team. So they play a style of basketball that does exactly what the Celtics don't want to do. It forces a lot of mid-range jump shots. As people know, with Mazzulla at the helm, The Celtics have taken a ton of threes and gone to the rim a lot, but the Cavs do a good job preventing those things on the defensive side of the ball. So I like the Cavs in general in the matchup, and specifically guards versus Celtics, also a good look because they force a lot of pull-up shots, particularly twos for the Celtics. And so I'd start to look at Darius Garland in that situation, probably Donovan Mitchell, you know, potentially as well. But Garland has been the one for me that's been looking the best so far this season. So he's taken a nice step back to where he was two seasons ago, and I think he's got a good matchup there.
All right, very nice. Yeah, can't wait for that game tomorrow night. We got Monday Night Football tonight, Henry, between the Texans and the Cowboys. We were talking before we came on air. You were telling Sean and I that this week you have perfectly broken even for the first time. So let's get you in the green tonight. What do you like in Texans and Cowboys? Anything that you're on?
Yeah, one prop in this game that I like, and it's Cooper Rush under completions. I got it at 19.5. It's still there. Juiced it a couple books, even down to 18.5. I like it. Pretty simple read here. He's under in 5 out of his 7 career starts. The Texans allow the fewest completions in the NFL. D'Amico Ryans has given these quarterbacks without much experience tons of problems. And even in the blowout last week, Rush dropped back 23 times. Not that much. If things get really ugly here, like some people think they might, could get Trey Lance even at some point. So I actually lean towards the under in this game. I think it's going to be a kind of a sloppy game. The Texans offense hasn't looked great on early down so far this season. That should keep it, you know, also in a game script where Rush goes under. So that's my luck there, really. It's not a, you know, a super sexy game where I want to have a lot of bets going tonight. I can't lie.
Yeah, no, totally feel that. I think, Henry, it could be interesting to kind of look into the futures markets. We had a ton of results this week that favored some of these divisional races, right? You had the Eagles over the Commanders, the Steelers over the Ravens, certainly Seattle's upset over San Francisco. The NFC West, I mean, good luck trying to figure out who's going to win that division. Arizona now becomes the clear favorite. They have Seattle upcoming this week. I mean, the Niners are as talented as anybody in the NFL, but they're 0-3 in the division. They have Green Bay upcoming this week, Buffalo on the road the week after that. They're plus 375 right now on BetMGM. Do you think there's any value maybe on taking San Francisco to still win this division?
I do, and because of exactly what you said, PJ, they're the most talented team still. There's nothing catastrophic about what's happened, you know, so far with the on-the-field product. Yes, Ayuk is out, but frankly, Juwan Jennings has looked good as a replacement. You know, Christian McCaffrey is getting back. He hasn't looked great the first couple weeks, but that should improve as hopefully he gets healthier over time here. And yeah, the schedule isn't amazing, but you know, if we peek ahead into the future next week, I like San Francisco against Green Bay next week. I think they match up pretty well with the Bills as well in 2 weeks' time. The Bills have a lot of weaknesses in the middle of the field that San Francisco should be able to take advantage of. So while it's not the easiest schedule, while they are 0-3 in the division so far, they have 3 division games left, one against each of the teams, where they should be able to, you know, knock them off if they're in the right form. Even though the schedule is tricky, I like the matchups for them going forward. At plus 375, I just don't really believe in the rest of the division that much. That's really part of it, too. It's just, you can tell me Arizona's the favorite, but man, that defense is bad. There's just not a team that's standing out to me. The Rams haven't looked right, so I'd still sprinkle the 49ers there.
Yeah, I like it, and I'm with you. I like that value. I also am with you. I like San Francisco a lot this upcoming week against Green Bay. Any other games, Henry, that stick out to you for the upcoming week that you've had a chance to take a look at?
I haven't played any other games, but you know, I'm looking at the Chargers plus 3 against the Ravens. I know the Ravens are coming off a loss here in a back-to-back road spot, but we just saw the Chargers, man. They looked quite good, you know, against the Bengals, at least for a half there. I understand in the second half the defense faded a little bit, but it's still a spot where I think you're getting some value there with the Ravens having to go out west. So that's the spot I'm looking at right now, but it's not the most enticing board next week, PJ. There's a lot of lopsided matchups next week, so I'm going to take my time with this one.
Yeah, no, totally understand. How about in college football, Henry? Indiana, Ohio State, kind of the headliner for next week. We've all been waiting to see this Hoosiers team go up against a good team. We're finally going to see it on Saturday in Columbus. Any early thoughts on that game and maybe any other game that that you're looking at in college football?
I'm probably going to be back in the Buckeyes. Look, they're a huge favorite already. I think they're at minus 12 or so. And when there's that big of a spread, when it's two ranked teams and that home team's favored, they actually really are quite profitable. Over 60% at about 63% or so, you know, double-digit home favorites between two ranked teams. It's a spot you want to back. The books know that these teams that are coming in that situation are under-talented. We saw this with, like, Penn State and Illinois earlier in the year, right? Penn State comes in as a 17-point favorite. Everybody's like, how do you do that? Penn State annihilated them, right? Indiana's a great story. They have not been or really played anybody all that good this season. This is a massive step up in class for them. Ohio State's issues are in the trenches on the offensive line. Indiana does not have a defensive line capable of really making them hurt in that way. So I think the Buckeyes are going to roll big here.
All right, very good. Yeah, can't wait for that one on Saturday. Henry Ettinger joining us here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X, Instagram, TikTok. Does great stuff. Great gambling content at @hedging_Henry. Henry, always appreciate the time, man. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. Let's go to primetime Peej now here on Send It In. So we got the Battle of Texas tonight with the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys. Texans 7-point road favorites, the total at 41.5. Now, this game was in our PJ Pick 5. We got Dallas at the 7.5, down to 7 now, obviously getting the hook with Dallas. Much better bet that I like. I still like the Cowboys, though, at the plus 7. I think this game is going to be low scoring. I think Dallas is going to find a way to hang in this game. For me, the reason I like Dallas so much, it's really just a fade of Houston. CJ Stroud in his career has been a much different quarterback on the road than he has been at home. The Texans obviously get Nico Collins back tonight. That is going to be a big help. Joe Mixon's been running great for them all season, going up against this Dallas defense. He should be able to exploit that a little bit. But teams the week after playing the Lions have really struggled this season and over the last couple seasons. And man, did the Texans have a war last week with Detroit, right? They're up huge at halftime, and then the offense really can't get anything going. The defense is on the field a ton, and Detroit just beat them up and wore them down, and that was a tough, tough home loss for Houston. So now they got to go on the road. They got to play against the Cowboys, who've been in a complete mess this season, especially at home. They haven't played anybody close at home. They've gotten blown out by Philly, blown out by Baltimore, the Saints, the Lions. So Dallas hasn't played anybody at close this at home this season. It feels like a nice buy-low spot on the Cowboys, and I like the fact that they're getting the Texans off that physical, tough loss against the Detroit Lions. So we'll take the Cowboys plus 7 to keep it close. Three props that I like for tonight. The first one, Jake Ferguson, anytime touchdown at plus 375. Just like the value here with Ferguson. Now, obviously, Dallas's offense is not going to be very explosive. They're not going to be very good. They're going to have limited chances to probably score touchdowns in this game. But we all know, if you're a backup quarterback, you look for your security blanket. Ferguson's big target over the middle of the field. Laporta scored a tight end touchdown for the Lions last week, the tight end. So I think another tight end this week, Jake Ferguson, could find the end zone. Also looking at Rico Dowdle over 19.5 receiving yards tonight for Dallas. Last week, he only had 3 receiving yards, but the 3 weeks prior to that, he had 27, 30, and 32. I think they look to get Dowdle going. Houston's got a decent pass rush. D'Amico Ryans does a great job of kind of bringing exotic blitzes. I think they're going to force Rush to get the ball out of his hands pretty quickly. I like Dowdle be a receiving option tonight. I like his over 19.5 receiving yards. And then finally, CeeDee Lamb over a half a rushing yard at plus 105. If you watch the show, you know we had this a while ago with Tyreek Hill. When it was plus 185, it cashed on the very first play of the game. And for me, it's a similar thought process. That night, Miami had Tyler Huntley. And with Mike McDaniel being an offensive coach and having great skill position players, you figured he would use different ways to get Tyreek Hill the ball. And they used him running the football. I think tonight Dallas does the same thing with CeeDee Lamb. You've had a longer week, now going from a Sunday to a Monday. CeeDee Lamb is by far your best offensive player. Get him the ball any way you can. Rushing, receiving, whatever it may be. The fact that we only need 1 yard rushing tonight out of CeeDee Lamb, and it's plus money, I think it's a great bet. He had 3 rushing yards against the Eagles last week, so give me CeeDee Lamb over a half a rushing yard, plus 105 for Dallas tonight. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before, but BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. Place any first touchdown, score a wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. First touchdown, Jake Ferguson, 20-1 tonight. I like him anytime touchdown. I like him first touchdown as well. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If the player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you win your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, guys, let's get into games. I would bet right now here on Send It In. B Mills, PJ, you've been tailing me on Jameis Winston over pass attempts the last few weeks. I hope the books never catch up. Waiting for that Thursday night number to drop. B Mills, it's been a cash cow. Passing yards yesterday for Jameis too. It's been beautiful. Short week against a good Steelers defense. You would think Stefanski and the Browns are just going to continue to throw the ball. So I agree with you. Hopefully they never catch up and we can continue to make that bet. Some bets that I like for the upcoming weeks in the NFL and college football. We'll start with the San Francisco 49ers +1.5 against the Packers. Like this spot a lot for San Francisco. I've talked about it a bunch on the show, but anytime you get a team that was at home and was favored and they lost outright, and then you can get that team on the road the next week as an underdog, it's always a bet for me. Long term, that is absolutely a winner. And especially a team like San Francisco, who has Super Bowl aspirations, and they're 5-5 right now, and they really need to win this game. As I was talking about with Henry, the Niners' schedule is brutal. They're at Green Bay this week, then they're at Buffalo the week after. They still got to play Detroit on their schedule. They still have three divisional games left. Again, or two divisional games left against the Rams and the Cardinals. So they got a brutal schedule. They got to win some of these games. And I think it starts with Green Bay on Sunday. George Kittle should be back for the Niners. He did not play yesterday against Arizona. Obviously, McCaffrey's played the last couple weeks, kind of getting his feet wet. But San Francisco's kind of just been like Cincinnati this season. They've been in all these games. They just haven't been able to beat really a good team. They're going up against another good team in Green Bay. Fortunate to win that game against Chicago yesterday. So San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan, it feels like they've always played the Packers tough. They always beat the Packers. If there's one thing I know about the Niners, they always beat the Cowboys and they always beat the Packers. We're getting them at +1.5. It's a must-win game for San Francisco. I'll ride with the Niners to get the job done. I'll stick in the NFC West. Give me the Seahawks on the money line at -110 against the Cardinals. I think the public's going to be all over Arizona in this spot, right? Cardinals won four straight games. They're coming off a bye. They're going on the road. They're now favored to win the NFC West. But that's why I kind of want to fade them, because now they're the favorites, right? Even when Arizona was going on this win streak, everybody still thought the Rams, the Niners were the team to beat. Well, now with the Niners losing to Seattle, everybody's kind of looking now at Arizona to win this division. Seattle's lost four straight home games. Think about that. The Seahawks have one of the best home fields in the NFL. They've lost four straight games at home. Coming out of the bye week, they were able to upset San Francisco. I think they keep that momentum into next week. I like the Seahawks -110. On the money line at home. That's just too good of a home field advantage. There's a lot on the line. Arizona's been great so far in the division this year. Seattle has not been good in the division. I like the Seahawks -110 to get the job done. I also like the Ravens -3 against the Chargers. I'm going opposite with Henry on this one. Obviously, a lot of storylines, right? You got the Harbaugh brothers, Jim and John, going head-to-head. You got Greg Roman, the OC of the Chargers, who was with Lamar and the Ravens for a number of years. You got Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins, the running backs for the Chargers, who were with the Ravens their whole career prior to this offseason. So there's kind of a lot of underlying storylines. For me, though, it goes back to the fact, and we talked about this about 3 weeks ago when the Ravens were on the road in Tampa Bay. Guys, I'm telling you, when Lamar is on the road on Monday Night Football, he might be like the greatest quarterback of all time. Go back and look at the stats that Lamar does. When he's on the road on Monday night, 5 touchdowns against the Bucs 3 weeks ago. He had 5 touchdowns against the Rams a couple weeks back. He had that game against the Browns that was a shootout. Lamar and the Ravens always play well on the road on Monday night. They've had an incredible knack over the last 3 or 4 years when they've suffered these tough losses like they did yesterday to Pittsburgh of bouncing back. I expect them to bounce back. I like the Ravens -3 against the Chargers. College football, two bets I like. Ole Miss -10 against Florida. I would buy that now. I think that's going to go over the 10. Anything 10 or below, I like Ole Miss in this spot. Coming off a bye week, the Rebels know they got to win out and they got to be impressive. The SEC, it could come down to one of these really good teams could be left out, whether it's Texas or Bama or Tennessee, Georgia, Ole Miss, one of these teams. So they need all the style points that they can get. I think a lot of people are going to like Florida because obviously of what they did to LSU. They played Tennessee and Georgia really tough the last couple weeks. But we talked about last week, that matchup for LSU just wasn't good. Bama and A&M showed you that against LSU, they can't stop running quarterbacks. Florida had the same success with DJ Lagway. I think Ole Miss, their defensive front is one of the best in college football. I think Florida's going to have a really tough time moving the football. And I think Lane Kiffin and that Ole Miss offense are going to be able to put up some points. So I like Ole Miss minus 10 against Florida. And then probably my favorite college bet of the week is going to be Oklahoma plus 14 against Alabama. I just think this is way too many points. Sooners, very quietly, one of the better defenses in the SEC. They're coming off a bye, and this is still Oklahoma at night. That is a tough place to play. Right now on BetMGM, Texas and Bama are both co-favorites to win the SEC at plus 150. If Bama wins one of their final two games, if they win out and Missouri wins one of their final two games, they're 7.5-point favorites against Mississippi State. They play Arkansas next week. Then Bama's in the SEC championship game. And I just think everybody just kind of expects that Bama's going to get there. They got Oklahoma this week. They got Auburn at home next week. They're going to be big favorites in the Oklahoma game and the Auburn game. There's one thing I know about college football, though. There's one thing I know about Alabama and Kalen DeBoer's track record. Even though they might win both of those games against Oklahoma and Auburn, I think they're going to get a test from one of, if not both, of these teams. Jackson Arnold's been quietly playing a lot better for Oklahoma, so I think this is a great bet, especially getting them at the 14. I think Oklahoma keeps it close. I'll take the Sooners plus 14 against the Tide. All right, let's continue talking college football as we go to my top 10 rankings heading into week 13. We will start with the number one team in the land for me. That is Ohio State at plus 300. I thought they were the best team in college football for the past 4 weeks. I still feel that way. I know Oregon beat them. I think those teams are going to match up again in Indy for the Big Ten title game, and I think Ohio State's going to win that game. So for me, the Buckeyes, plus 300 to win the national championship. They're the clear favorites for good reason. I'll put them at number one. For me, Oregon, number two team in the country. Look, sometimes you just got to win ugly on the road in hostile environments. That's what the Ducks did. By no means did they play their A game on Saturday, but they got out of there with the win. And sometimes it's what it's all about. They're still undefeated. They got the win over Ohio State. The Ducks, for me, number two team in the country, plus 450 to win the national championship. Then after those two teams is where it gets interesting. I think most people would agree some version of their 1-2 top teams is either Ohio State or Oregon. After that, trying to figure out all these SEC teams is really tough. I think as of right now, the best team in the SEC is Ole Miss, and they're 11-1 to win the national title. That defense, that front four, is really good. That defense, I would match up with anybody in the SEC. It really all comes down to Jackson Dart in the offense, and I'm not a Jackson Dart guy at all, but Kiffin's a good play caller. They have two good running backs. They got good receivers, and I just think Ole Miss on a neutral site against any of these other SEC teams, I think I'd probably take them. And especially the fact that you're getting a much better price with them as opposed to these other top SEC teams. I like Ole Miss at 11-1. Bama right behind them at plus 750. Jalen Milroe looks healthy, and that's a game changer for the Tide. The problem is, I still don't know if the defense is fixed. I still don't know if the defense is very good. Bama didn't have to throw a pass in the final quarter against LSU because they didn't need to. All they had to do was run the ball, and they were up by so much. So I think if they play a defense that challenges them and has them throw the ball, which I think Oklahoma is going to do on Saturday, I think they could struggle a little bit, but for me, they're still the number four team in the country. Georgia's going to be the number five team. Nice win over Tennessee. Carson Beck still scares me. He's very up and down. Georgia defense isn't as good as we've seen in years past, and they still don't really have like elite-level skill position talent. I'll put Georgia at five. Texas is going to be number six for me at plus 500. I've never been a Quinn Ewers guy. I've always thought he's been overrated. And it feels like Texas, ever since that Georgia game, is just kind of declining. It doesn't really feel like they're getting any better. If I was a Texas fan, I'd be really nervous. If they lose that game at the final game of the year against Texas A&M, I don't know if the Longhorns are going to be in the playoff. Notre Dame, I'll put it number seven. They are 20-1 to win the national title. I got a chance to see Notre Dame in person on Saturday. That defense is for real. But the offense, a lot of question marks. I love Jeremiah Love, the running back, but Riley Leonard, the quarterback, very indecisive, very up and down. I think if they go up against a good defense, I think Notre Dame's really going to struggle, but that defense is championship caliber. Penn State, I'll put them at number eight at 18-1. I mean, we know the story with Penn State. Like, do you trust Penn State to beat one of these good teams? Because no, so don't bother betting them to win the national title, but they are the number eight team. Indiana, I'll put them at number nine right now, 30-1 to win the national title. Even if Indiana loses to Ohio State, as long as they look respectable, as long as they look like they belong on the same field as the Buckeyes, if they challenge them, if it's a four-quarter game, Indiana absolutely will move up on this list. But I just want to see them play somebody. I think we all do. So I'm excited for that game. But right now, I'll put Indiana at number 9. And then give me Tennessee at number 10. Even though they lost to Georgia by double digits, they were up 10-0 in the first quarter. Defense is still good. I thought Nico did some really good things. Dylan Sampson's an excellent running back. And that was a road game at Georgia with their season on the line. Not many people, if any, would have won that game on Saturday. So Tennessee, I think, should be in the college football playoff. They might need some things to go their way. But at 40-1, decent price, good upside with Nico in the offense with how good the defense is. But I'll put them at number 10. All right, let's get to model making money. Check in with our friend Lucy Bird joining us here on a Monday. Get some best bets. Lucy, what does the BetQL model like for today? What are some of their five-star plays?
Yes, hello, PJ. Happy Monday. Five-star play for today is the Pacers go, sirs, -4 against the Raptors. The Raptors have only covered one of their last four spreads, and at home, they are 2-4 against the spread, and the Pacers are 7-6 against the spread and are averaging more points scored per game than the Raptors. So the BetQL model loves the Pacers to cover -4 against the Raptors tonight.
Yes, sirs, Lucy, with the Pacers against Toronto tonight. I like it. What about Monday Night Football? What do you got for us in Cowboys, Texans?
Yes, so I'm taking the Texans. I am taking the Texans -7. They are 2-1-1 against the spread against NFC teams this season. They are also 9-1 against the spread in the first half this season, which is the best first half spread record in the league. And the Cowboys are 0-4 against the spread in their past four games, which is their longest losing streak against the spread since 2020. Plus, Nico Collins returning for Houston. So I think the Texans can cover tonight against the Cowboys -7.
All right, very good. Lucy, back to the NBA. Your Celtics got a big one tomorrow. Undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers coming into Boston. Right now, Celtics 3.5, 4.5-point favorite. Are you worried that Cleveland's going to stay undefeated, or you think Boston finally gives them their first loss and, more importantly, covers the spread?
Yes, PJ, this is the week of undefeated teams finally running out of luck. We have the Chiefs first, and now the Cavaliers, because they are facing the Celtics, and I think they will meet their match with the Celtics. Celtics spoil this one for the Cavaliers. Undefeated season, goodbye, good night, and they cover. Celtics -3.5. I really love for tomorrow.
All right, very good. Great stuff from Lucy, as always, on the Texans tonight, likes the Celtics tomorrow as well. Lucy, always great having you on. Good luck to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's get to our favorite plays of the day. We will start with the prop lock. CD Lamb over a half a rushing yard at +105 against the Texans. I love this play. This play to me feels like we had Tyreek Hill weeks back, and it was +185 over a half a rushing yard. He cashed that on the first play. Now, I don't know if CD's going to cash this for us on the first play, but I do think he's going to cash it for us. Cowboys offense is a mess. Cooper Rush is your quarterback. Like, you got to find ways to get CD Lamb the ball. Throw him screen passes. Throw him slants. Give him some deep balls. But more importantly, give him a jet sweep. Give him a reverse. Give him something. I love that we're getting plus money for just one rushing yard with CeeDee Lamb. That's going to be our prop lock for the day. We'll stay right in that game. We're going with the Cowboys +7 as our dog of the day against Houston. Texans are coming off playing the Detroit Lions, and teams this season, the week after playing the Detroit Lions, have been terrible against the spread. Dallas has also been terrible at home this season. They have literally gotten blown out in every game. Haven't even kept it close. Every game's been decided by 20 points or more, except for the Ravens game, but that game really shouldn't have been close. But they've gotten blown out. I think it's a nice buy low spot on Dallas tonight against Houston. We'll take the Cowboys +7. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What was your best bet for today?
Yeah, Peach. Today, I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb over 58.5 receiving yards. Kind of your same thought process. They're going to try to find ways to get him the ball. He's the best player on the team, best player on their offense. So I just think Cooper Rush, they're going to almost just force the ball to him as much as possible. And 58.5 point receiving yards for CeeDee Lamb's a little juice at BetMGM, but that's way too low of a number for arguably one of the best wide receivers in the NFL right now. So I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I like that. That is a lot. I mean, you can get that one catch. If he breaks a tackle or gets free, I like that. And then my best bet, we're going to college football. Bet it right now, folks, because I'm telling you, I don't think Oklahoma is going to close as a 14-point dog. I'd take the flat 14 against Alabama. Sooners are coming off a bye. They got a good defense. and they're trying to make a bowl game, right? I mean, Brett Venables right now, his seat's kind of on the, he's on the hot seat. You need a signature win like this. You need to beat a team like Bama, spoil their college football playoff chances. So I think the Tide win. I think Oklahoma could be worth a bet on the money line, but certainly plus the 14. I'll take the Sooners against Bama to keep that game close. Once again, our favorite plays of the day. We're going CeeDee Lamb over a half a rushing yard at plus 105 against the Texans. Dallas is going to just find ways to get CeeDee Lamb the ball. Shawnee Sharpe's on his over 58.5 receiving yards. I'm on his over a half a rushing yard. Give me the Cowboys plus 7 against Houston. I think this game is closer than a lot of people think. Houston, after a great start to the season, they're kind of starting to fade a little bit. I know Nico Collins is back today, which should help them, but I think Dallas keeps this game close. And give me Oklahoma plus the 14 against Alabama. I think Bama wins, but it's going to be close, folks. I think a lot of people just think Bama's going to roll the next couple weeks against the Sooners and Auburn in the Iron Bowl. I think Oklahoma's going to give them a game. We didn't have a massive upset this past week in college football. I know BYU lost, but Kansas was over 2.5-point dogs. Somebody could be going down on Saturday. I'll take Oklahoma plus the 14. Thanks again to Henry Ettinger, Lucy Burge for joining us on the show today. Good luck to you guys. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, check out the podcast. Send it in wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.